What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Kimmy's already mad at me this morning.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You have a right to be.
I made a request. That's all.
Pat ruins everything.
Don't ruin this one gem of my week.
If we share something.
Enjoy. Just let us have this.
No, he's mad because we share something.
No, that's not what it is.
Oh, it's so.
Because
you're on the outside.
It is not. A little left out.
All right,
like when y'all talk deep Bill stuff, and I got to sit here.
And then you sit here, and you're a dick about it. Oh, yeah. Sean McDermott sucks. Josh Allen, Lighthouse Boy. Whoa.
Well, so you know where I'm coming from.
Whoa. Dressed like De Niro in the still photos in Goodfellas this morning. All right, so a little background.
Yeah.
You guys have a favorite show that you share together.
Yes, we do.
Okay, and that show is?
Below Deck.
Below Deck, okay. And
it's a yacht show.
It's a yacht show. That's not what the show. Well,
it's a yacht show.
No one would watch a yacht show. Kimmy, what is this?
I would watch a yacht show.
The whole structure behind
it. It's about the people that work on these high-end private yachts.
Yeah.
And
people
below deck.
Rent a weekend on these boats.
Yeah.
So you get to see the guests. And the crew.
And it's reality.
And the interaction.
And it's a reality show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Unscripted reality. Raw, no script, anything goes at any time.
Okay. So you are telling me this morning there is a plot line from the last episode.
Yes. Where there's one of the guests, a female, is topless, and she's in the water with one of the crew, and it looks like there may have been a little... naughtiness under the water.
Okay.
Funny
while
business.
The husband was on the beach, sound about half asleep, half in a bag because he'd been drinking all day.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
He nailed it.
So this woman,
thank you.
This woman cheated on her husband with a member of the
well,
crew.
Well, we don't know, Pat.
We don't know.
May have
we don't know. No evidence found.
Okay, but she may have cheated on her husband with a member of the crew.
Yeah, and the kid went back on the boat and bragged about it to some of the guys, so it got back to the captain.
Gotcha.
Old and Cappy ain't happy.
And the idea behind this... show is this is a real
this is raw reality
no like this
bro.
Boat like they make their money by having people on the boat and people pay money to come there and it's a lot of money
bro
a lot of money
it's like hundreds of thousands of dollars
okay and in this boat which its business is to take care of these employees these customers one of the crew member may have banged a customer's wife while they were paying all of this money.
Consensual
okay you know fine but it's still would okay all right and I simply said you kidding me right now? You think this is real? You think this is real?
Yeah.
You think that a business who relies on getting high-end customers...
Well, these are high-end, bro.
...to give them a
big
whole
money.
Pile of money
yep.
would air in reality
an
episode where one of the members of the crew has sex with the wife of a paying customer.
In front of the husband.
You really...
Well, he was kind of out of it, though. Yeah.
No, so but that's he wouldn't be out of it when he went back because he's going to watch himself on the show.
Yeah, he may, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, so that's a good show.
You guys believe that's
real? Well, she could
real.
Just say, no, I didn't. He's making it up.
Oh, okay.
Which, because it's not filmed. He's just saying it happened.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
You guys serious right now?
Yes.
Yep.
It's our favorite show.
I stand by it.
Okay.
It may be the greatest show ever. Like, if I start ranking... shows that I've loved throughout history.
Sure, sure, yeah.
It's in my top five.
Now look.
Like Seinfeld, Taxi, Frasier, All in the Family, Below Deck. I mean, I put Below Deck above All in the Family.
Above All in the Family?
It's that groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Like Norman Lear was a genius, but he didn't have this.
No, remember? Because they're about to move that woman's panties into the Smithsonian next to Archie Bunker's chair.
They should.
It's got everything that Tommy loves. It's got travel, so you get to see... wherever they are.
Yeah.
It's got high-end boats.
It's got booze all over the place.
Booze all over the place. Vacations, captains.
Yeah.
It's got it all, Pat.
Boats.
All right, so I simply...
Number fabulous one location. Show on Bravo.
Yeah.
So I simply asked out loud.
Yeah.
You guys can't be serious thinking this is real as you're breaking it down. And Kimmy got mad.
I did.
Yeah.
Because I don't care if it's real or not.
Okay.
I just enjoy it. Okay. I like the show.
It's our little escape.
It could be real. It could be fake or scripted. Whatever. Okay. I'm still going to watch it because it's fun.
It washes the dust off the day. And that's all we ask.
It washes the dust off the day?
And that's all we ask of
you
the show.
You can't try and sound profound when you're watching a scripted show about a millionaire yacht business where a wife is cheating on her fat sleeping husband.
Possibly.
The only reason I bring this up this morning, Kimmy, is because you're too smart for this. You're too smart to sit here and
I love trash television.
No, that's fine.
It is a pastime of mine. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's real. I don't care if it's fake.
Okay. It's
my tune out, and I just want the storyline.
Yeah.
Let me explain to you guys.
You want to get lost in an episode.
Let me explain to you guys what it looks like.
Please explain.
And I get
to
see
us.
What, you know,
Hold on.
Norway looks like.
Pat's going to explain it to us. We're going to get Pat-splained.
No, I want to explain.
Explain us.
What it looks
he
like.
He only watches smart television. Thomas.
I don't watch any television. No, I don't.
You should watch this documentary.
My 600-pound cousin.
Yes! I did watch that last night. It was a good one. No!
Dr. Pimple Popper.
I can't watch that show. He watches a documentary. He's a douche-umentarist.
Well, he watches both. We can enjoy both. Both types of television.
All right. When I sit back and I watch you two guys, guy and gal, talk about this show like it's real.
Yeah.
It's like watching two 40-year-old men breaking down Monday Night Raw, the WWE, having no idea that it's fake. That's what it looks like.
Don't
care. And if you
talk about like scripted shows the same way.
And that doesn't bother me. That
doesn't
bother me. No, it doesn't.
It does
not bother me.
It does do bother
me. One bothers me.
I don't know. Any show we talk about.
Yes.
I'm probably not going to watch it. It sounds stupid.
No, it's not that it's stupid.
I'm not going to watch HBO. It's going to ruin the season.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not watching Hard Knocks. That's a jinx. And we all know that. No, like you guys. If you walked into another studio, and you've worked with these guys before. You have worked with these guys. If you walked into another studio, and there were two 40-year-old men breaking down the WWE like it was real, you would come in here, and you would crush them.
Yes, I would.
So what is the difference?
Because that is fake. It's known to be fake.
So is this.
No, these are real people with real emotions, Pat. And they're working hard. Mm-hmm. They're working class people, and they're rich people.
Sure.
And it's that clash. I love.
No, I hear you. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, as we break down another episode of Below Deck here in the Breaker Bed CMF. Let's say you're going to go off on an excursion.
Oh,
you're going on vacation, and all of a sudden you come into some money, you're going to make it the best vacation of your life, right?
Yeah.
And you have the option of two boat companies.
Yeah.
One boat company, you know nothing about.
Okay.
The other boat company, you're fully aware one of the staff members had sex with the wife of a guy who booked this ship before you did.
Yeah.
Which one are you choosing?
I'm going to take the better deal.
Okay.
You know? And I want to know what ports we're going to be hitting.
Come on, guys.
Come on, guys. You're not going off.
I'm just saying. You're better than this.
I don't want to hear from you. You didn't watch the show.
Okay,
so, like,
fine.
I can't.
Fine. No,
I do not.
Right.
I do not respect your below deck opinion.
No, I don't have a below deck opinion.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You do have one.
The best part is Kimmy. She does the immediate defense of everyone who knows the show that she likes may not be good. Well, you'd like it if you watched it. No, I wouldn't. I would not like it.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, you wouldn't now because you're just gonna hate it. Go into it hating it.
But you're also not impressed by big boats.
No,
you're not a boat person. You're not nautical. If you saw a big yacht, you wouldn't go, "Wow, that's beautiful."
No.
You wouldn't want to walk up to it and kind of look around.
No.
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because it's impressive.
But why?
It's huge.
Look, it's a big boat. You should see some of these buildings we got down the street.
I like them.
I like them.
There is a crane next door right now.
I know.
Just a heads up.
I know. I've been checking it out.
By the way, you know what? You want to talk crap? Guy who runs a crane?
Yeah.
I've noticed it's middle school.
I know, you told me.
No, I'm just saying, you want the in, I can help you out. He's being a dick this morning.
I hear he's a fake crane operator.
No, actually, I would believe that. I would believe that, having grown up with the kid, that he faked the whole thing. By the way, quick sidebar.
Yeah.
You know they put your name on the side of the crane that you operate?
No.
He's got a truck, and his name is like painted on the side of the car.
That's impressive.
I know. Anyway, going back to how stupid you guys are with your television show. Look, I get that reality TV is a phenomenon we're never going to escape. But there is no such thing as reality TV anymore. Reality TV does not exist.
Why?
Because it's not. None of it is reality.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's. Name me one reality.
I mean, they bring people together. Yes, so maybe that's fake. But the reactions you're seeing are all real.
No, it's not.
It's raw emotion.
Can you guys name me a single current reality show that is not a documentary series that is real?
The one we're watching right now.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. They just, they had, one of the women got arrested on the boat.
Wow!
I mean,
were the cops fake?
So wait, so pull up her arrest record then.
You can.
Go ahead.
I don't.
Yeah, no, you can.
It's a foreign country.
You
have
it in a foreign country.
Foreign country.
All right, it's probably a diplomatic immunity, et cetera.
I don't know.
Stupid ass.
But the cops had the guns and they arrested her.
The cops had the guns and they arrested
yes.
her. You remember when they filmed that movie Colors with Robert Duvall and Sean Penn? Real cops. They had to go to cop school and they made them cops. And everyone that they arrested on the movie,
real cops,
they got arrested. Listen to yourself right now. And the best part is this. Here's the best part, right? So they're breaking down the Below Deck reality TV show episode.
Yep.
This thing that would never happen in real life, pretending it's real. And I just simply bring up the fact, like, are you kidding me right now? You then, after getting mad at me.
I didn't get mad. You did.
No, she got mad. For suggesting that this is a scripted series, you then start talking about a show your wife was watching.
Which one?
I don't know.
Miami. Someone. Oh, Real Housewives of Miami.
Mm-hmm. And there was an episode that she was watching.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a little bit not out of reality, you said? Like, there's something strange about it?
Wait, are we talking about?
I don't know. It was something about a nail salon.
Oh, yeah, no.
So they went to the nail salon, and the woman was working.
So I was on vacation.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So we're on vacation. We're in Miami. And my wife wants to go see the nail salon in that area where this woman...
And Tommy had the pate. Goes, she's not going to be there. She goes, it's not real.
Yeah, I go, she's not going to be
there.
Sucks. She's not doing nails and stuff. I mean, you know, she owns the place. So we go walking down there. And I'm waiting across the street because I know this is going to be a flopola.
Uh-huh.
My wife starts, like, freaking out. The woman from the show walks out, starts talking to my wife.
Oh my God.
I go,
oh,
Jesus Christ, man, I was wrong. So now I got to walk over there and hold the phone while she takes multiple pictures with the woman. Women couldn't have been nice. I don't know who she is, but she was actually in another documentary I watched about cocaine. So,
oh, you don't call him a douche when he says documentary.
Well, yeah, I mean, that one's interesting though.
Yeah, it was good. So anyway, so I knew her from the cocaine documentary.
I see.
I even said, oh, I remember you from the other documentary where your boyfriend got arrested for coke. And speedboats.
You didn't really say that.
Yeah, I did. What do I care, man? What is she going to do, not talk to me
it's
again?
It's not that you would offend her. You've become that guy you always make fun of. Hey, I know you from the cocaine.
Yeah. Did you do any of that coke yourself there, darling?
Remember the cocaine show? I saw you on the cocaine show.
So, yes, I was wrong to say my wife that she does not work at this nail salon.
Okay.
She does, and she owns it.
Good for her. 252 WCMF. Oh, we got messages coming in on Instagram. Lisa writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Which Below Deck are they watching? I'm intrigued now. Smiley face.
All of them.
Okay.
We watch all of
Wait,
them.
Wait, there are multiple Below Decks?
Oh, yeah, there's different branches.
So they once one's done, they go to another boat.
Oh!
And the boats are in different locations, like around the world.
So wait a minute.
Yep.
How many different Below Decks are there?
There's got to be at least four boats.
Yeah, because there's a sailboat. That one's an interesting one. I don't think I'd ever want to be on a sailboat.
Captain
after
Glenn,
watching that.
Really laid back.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut.
Canadian, you know, that's why.
Yeah, so there's like one in the Caribbean.
Okay.
There's a sailing one that kind of goes in the Mediterranean.
Uh-huh.
Then there's one in Australia.
This is the most boring thing I've ever heard in my life.
There's four boats running.
I am so bored.
You ask a question.
I didn't think it would be this
boring. You asked, we answered.
Maybe turn into Cuomo. You ask a question.
I like boats. I'm Italian. Dan writes us on Instagram. He says, this is the best episode since the tiny chef got fired and cried. Did that happen?
Oh, God. Yeah. He was such a good kid. God, he was such a good kid.
I don't get this. All right.
The chefs are all crazy.
They're always nuts.
They're all crazy.
All crazy people. Well, it was funny because the one chef in the beginning of this season, he didn't know he was going to be on TV, so he quit.
Yeah. Because I didn't sign up for this and he left.
Oh, wow. That makes it sound really real then, doesn't it?
Well, he didn't read the fine print.
He didn't read the fine print of you're going to be on a show?
Yes.
Okay. This is on Bravo?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's part of, as Bravo fans call it, the Bravoverse.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I will give credit where
I do think it, I'm not kidding. I think it's the number one show on Bravo.
Yeah.
Okay. I will give credit where credit is due.
Well, hold on. Pat's going to give credit.
No, not to you.
No. Cast down your credit upon us, kind Patrick.
I am simply explaining this to insult
simply
you.
Simply explain
further in your monochrome smurf. You look like a dying smurf.
Save it for the bit.
I will not, because I got more. You bitch.
So, but please give us credit.
So Andy Cohen, he's the guy who like runs Bravo.
Yeah, I think he's like the executive producer. Yeah.
So he does all
of
them,
shows.
Really.
Yeah.
And if you think you haven't seen this guy, you've seen this guy.
Right? Oh, he's in everything.
He's, okay. Yeah. So, Not only do they have all of these reality shows, which he has spearheaded. These have been all his ideas, and this has been going on for 15 years now.
Yeah.
They have a post show.
Yeah, like a wrap-up, like sports style.
Yes, and that's exactly what it is. It's like you're watching a post-game show that he hosts, and he has guests on, not only from the shows, but for other celebrities to break down what just happened. And Andy Cohen, it seems, replicated what sports coverage was from Fox, CBS, NBC, and ESPN.
Yeah. He's a big sports fan.
It is. It is amazing.
Yeah, it's genius. He's got to be a billionaire. If he ain't, he's got to be close.
Like, that guy figured something out. He was the only one that did it.
And he hosts it all. He's charming as crap.
I mean, yeah, he is.
He's face funny. Of Bravo.
Yeah. Like, to the point now where there are conventions called BravoCon.
Yeah.
Where you go.
They have, like, a big one. And then they have these, like, satellite ones that I guess sell out, too, that they do all year round. I'm dying to get to one.
No, I hear you. And it makes me totally...
I don't care.
We're so going.
No,
if it's anywhere close to here, Tommy and I are in. We're
gonna
meet
going.
We're going to meet Captain Sandy. We're going to meet all the crew.
No, and the fact that they have these, you know, BravoCons, where these, you know, just regular, everyday, blue-collar employees will show up. How much does it cost to get into BravoCon?
I don't know.
It's an unbelievable amount because my sister-in-law.
The base package.
Yeah, not meeting all these people. You know, regular, blue-collar people that just happen to have their lives caught on camera and not written for them. You idiots.
You go to sports collector conventions in other cities.
To buy toys.
I admit that it's dorky.
Little helmets. I got a little helmet.
I do not put it
on my little shelf. My helmet's next to my little beer koozies and stuff. It's so cool.
I don't try to defend that. I know what it looks like.
We are not really defending it. We're accepting that this is our thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We embrace things. You know, we're not negative people.
Kimmy, you're smarter than this. Tommy?
Nope, we're not.
You are end of sentence. Period on the end of sentence. What are you doing at 1920s?
I thought you were going to finish this.
1920s theater bow? Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
On one hand, this is not surprising.
Okay.
Like, if you were to talk about the most hated businesses in America, this would definitely be top five.
All right.
Like, people who have had bad experiences with this company have had bad experiences. But on the other hand, this is surprising because it is one of the few national airlines that gives you dirt cheap, whatever you want to pay for, options.
Yeah.
And an announcement they made yesterday is a little bit ridiculous. Because how do you expect people to continue to use you if you're like, hey, don't know how much longer we're going to be here?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday, the folks who run Spirit Airlines.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bare bones. They came out and said they could soon be going out of business.
Oh, so okay. Hopefully not midair.
Back in November, the company filed for bankruptcy. And they did that because, and I quote, we're running out of money.
That's usually why you do these things.
Yeah. Since 2020, Spirit Airlines has lost $2.5 billion.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe those flights were a little too cheap.
Yeah. Okay. Sidebar real quick.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a businessman, and I understand that businesses run different than, like, our normal household budgets.
Yeah.
But how... do you run a business for 5 years when you are losing, on average, $500 million a year?
How much is yellow paint? So you start with $2 million, $2 billion.
Okay.
And then you slowly just let it go.
No, but like, okay, so the first year they lose $500 million. And you go, this is a bad year.
Yeah.
It's a really bad
year. All right, so we're going to pull it out.
Push forward. And then the next year, you lose another $500 million.
Here's what we do.
Yeah, this is what do you do?
Let's expand.
Okay,
you keep going. Let's go into more markets.
All right, so in the third year, you get your paperwork back, and you go, oh, look, we lost another $500. Where's the money coming from?
So one rich dude.
How does this work?
I don't know.
All right, so Spirit Airlines flies out of Rochester.
Yeah.
And people either love Spirit Airlines for their dirt cheap flights, or they hate Spirit Airlines because everything about their flying experience sucks.
I mean, it's chintz all the way around.
So you pay a basic low fee for the flight.
Right.
And everything else that you are accustomed to on an airplane, they charge you for.
Yeah, like a seat.
Baggage.
You want to stand?
I mean, you're laughing. That's not that far away.
They do hit you up for gas money mid-flight. They pass around a hat, you know, for the captain.
So we're in a situation right now where if I am looking to fly somewhere, I could book a really, really, really cheap flight from Spirit a month, 2-3 months.
Yeah, you wanted to go to Florida.
Yeah. But at the same time.
Yeah.
They could not be a business by the time my flight.
So this, you know, this happened to me years ago on a airline that was called People's Express, and my wife at the time, she was going to fly up to New York and back for $150 round trip, and right before her flight, same thing, out of business.
And you don't get your money back, right?
I did.
You did,
but not from the company.
No. So later there was some class action lawsuit, and in the Palm Beach Post in Florida, they printed everybody's name that was. Had money coming to him. So my old man, who is retired, got out a magnifying glass one day and went down. He found my name.
Damn. But how long afterwards?
It's got to be 20 years. I got a check for $150.
Oh, my God.
I got the whole refund.
That's hilarious.
But it's only because you would have to sit there.
Yeah.
It was like It was like going through like a phone book of random names.
So you would have eaten $150 had your dad.
I already ate it. I mean, it was, you know, I ate that and the marriage.
And Kimmy, that back then, $150, that's $75,000.
Yes. So it cost me $100 to divorce her and $150 I got back. So it was like a rebate.
Man.
Yeah.
Divorce and a steak dinner.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Okay. With the knowledge now that Spirit says they could be going out of business very soon, but it is the cheapest flight you can book.
Yeah.
Kimmy, would you feel comfortable booking a Spirit flight for 2-3 months from now?
No.
No, so
I'm
out.
Not taking the chance.
So you'd rather spend more?
I'd rather spend more, find a different flight, because if I don't want to be out that money.
Because like it seems the second you make the announcement that we could be out of business.
Right. I'm assuming it's going to happen, and whether or not I'm lucky enough to get that flight in before it happens is the question.
Then you want to play trip roulette.
Yeah.
But here's that's a perfect way to put
and
it.
Because, I mean, think about it, too. You're not only out the money of that flight, but you're also out, like wherever you're going, you could be out the hotel, rental, whatever else you paid for,
it's all
you're probably
ass.
Not getting that money back.
Or you have to book another more expensive flight on top of the money that you've lost from the refund. What I don't understand about this, and maybe this is why they're losing $500 million a year on average.
Their PR campaign.
Well, like, the second you say, we may be out of business, everybody's going to run from you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you did have a shot of turning this thing around, it's gone.
I'm guessing people are lined up to get their money back.
They must have seen the writing on the wall that they can't turn it around.
But then why not just announce you're going out of business?
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
We might be, we might not be. It's up to you to figure that out.
And it's weird because, like, Spirit, I mean, for all of the negative press they've gotten, they were the darlings of the airline industry not that long ago.
Yeah.
Like a brand new concept of you pay for what you want, which in theory is a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it's a la carte. What are you? Yeah.
There were people interviewed in the story that were really disappointed to see it going out of business because they're like, despite what you saw, like we only had good experiences flying Spirit.
Well, it is funny, man. Like you will get two completely different stories depending on who you talk to about flying Spirit.
Yeah, what kind of traveler you are. I mean, there's some people that just, they don't care about the plane.
Sure.
Just want to get there.
Yeah.
And it's, like you said, if it's so goddamn cheap,
yeah,
you can't drive
like
there.
If you're just somebody that doesn't need any extras, right?
Yeah, especially kids. Yeah. Like if you're a college kid flying around, this is perfect.
Like you can get $60 flights one way on Spirit. Kimmy, can you Google what you have to pay for on Spirit? Like the extras that they charge you for? And while Kimmy's doing that, you know, let's say Spirit does go out of business, which it does kind of seem like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Does this mean the end of national low-cost carriers?
Could be.
Because like even the carriers that used to be dirt cheap, they eventually become like real airlines.
They become
like
premium airlines.
JetBlue.
Yeah.
Southwest.
Yeah.
Both of those were low-cost carriers. And even now, they're lower than your United, your American, but not by that much.
No. It's all about the same.
Right? And like companies, we need companies like Spirit to exist, don't we?
Yeah.
Because it keeps the cost down from the other companies.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know how this goes. We've seen it happen. Once the cheap option disappears, everyone else can charge.
Bend over.
Yeah, whatever the hell they want.
Here it comes, man.
And if you've got to go somewhere you can't drive, you've got to pay that fee.
Yeah.
Amtrak's not doing great right now either.
No.
You know, it's all like,
I mean, you're paying for everything extra. Carry-on. So it says you pay for carry-on bags. I don't know if that means if you're paying for an extra carry-on bag or your only carry-on bag.
Just to throw it above your head?
You pay for seat selection. They charge you to print the boarding passes at the airport. They charge you $10 to check in at the airport instead of checking in
online.
You want
to do old school.
By the way, who would want to check in at the airport? Why would I want that option?
Some people might.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I got 15 minutes. I got nothing to do with.
They obviously in-flight snacks, drinks. But yeah, it seems like everything.
Seatbelts.
There's
extra.
A fee for every every convenience.
I don't know. It kind of feels like maybe everyone listening should go buy a $70 Spirit ticket and
keep
not
it going.
Yes.
See how it goes.
Well, like no, not
keep
even
our
fly.
Options open.
Yes, we. You do need options.
They do
because like there are other low cost carriers that fly out of Rochester, Valo, Allegiant,
but they also fly into some weird towns that we can't figure out why.
Yeah,
because they're not touristy areas.
Right.
It's like
one's Raleigh.
It's like 2 hours away from where you want to be.
Yeah, you're still going to have to make a little bit of a drive.
Mm-hmm. But like these places like Valo and or these companies like Valo and Allegiant, like they only fly a handful of places.
Right, and on certain days.
Exactly.
Too. Yeah.
So like your options are shot in the ass and there's no guarantee. Those airline companies open up and disappear all the time. Mm-hmm. Right? Like they go to
change names. Yeah.
Exactly. I do still get a weird vibe flying on a non-brand airline.
Like an off-brand?
Yeah. Like there's, I know it doesn't. It's not the case, but it feels less safe. I got a flight thing, you know that.
But you kind of do when you fly those like let's say you fly United.
I know.
Or U.S. Air, not U.S. Air anymore. American. When you take those smaller commuter ones, they're operated underneath a completely different company because it says United or whatever, but then a small print it says something Air.
But yeah, but it says
operated under.
It says United on the plane.
But yeah.
No, I know you're right, but
But you're kind of doing that then.
Can I ask a potentially stupid question?
Knock yourself out.
Do pilots want to work for the bigger airlines?
I would think it's better job security.
And like, do you get paid? Like, who pays more?
I'm assuming like the big guys, like United and Delta, pay better than the smaller guys.
Because, like, if I'm going to get my house painted, right?
Yeah.
And a guy goes, that'll be $3,000. And another guy goes, I can do it for $800. Why can you do it for $800?
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, I don't want to spend more, but there's a reason that guy gets
$3,000. Yeah. You're probably getting the top guys in the bigger airlines.
Yeah, and when it comes to painting my house, like, you know, like, that just means, like, my house doesn't look great.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I'm trusting you. Well, I'm 10,000 feet in the air. So
plus, when you use those smaller airlines and you go to the major airports, they got the busted gate.
Okay, what does the gate matter?
It does a lot when you're trying to get to your next flight. Like, you go to busted-ass gate, and then, so you fly into Newark, and your other connecting flight's in Hoboken.
Yeah, but
you got to take a tram to a taxi to a ferry to get onto your next flight.
Well, that's if you're switching airlines, though, because aren't most of the airlines all in the same gate?
Yeah, but usually their gate and their other gate aren't next to each other. Hmm. Because, like, if you go to Delta, they got, like, their own section.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No,
Spirit ain't got their own section. They're going to get the cheapest gate that they can get.
Well, Spirit might because they are national, but you're right. Things like Valo or Allegiant or things
like
that.
Bro, you're
going to
be walking and maybe running and fleeing. At some point.
Well, no, that's actually that's part of your connection.
They charge you a fleeing fee?
You have to run from Chicago to St. Louis, then get on a plane and go to L.A.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Can't imagine there would have been a big punishment for what this guy was allegedly doing.
All right.
Okay. Although the movie made after, that's a different story.
Okay.
Because he could have just gone home.
Mm.
But now, his name is in the paper.
Yeah.
He's been arrested for one of the most unique allegations we've ever seen.
Wow.
In a town known for summer crazy.
Oh, boy.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Summer is winding down.
Mm-hmm.
But, Tommy, that doesn't mean things aren't still nuts in...
Canandaigua.
Nailed it, buddy. According to police, They noticed a man swimming in Canandaigua Lake
in
a restricted zone.
Oh.
Now, you remember, we've talked about this all summer. They made swimming in Kershaw Park free this year in an effort to keep people from swimming in a restricted zone.
Okay.
And I would imagine these restricted zones are where boats are coming in and out of.
Yeah.
Where, you know, so you don't want people to get hurt.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
So here's the thing. Normally, we don't say the name of suspects accused of crimes here on the show.
But
he's got to have a good Canandaigua name.
Nope.
Oh.
It might be the greatest name in human history.
Oh. Yeah, just a good name, period.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
This man, whose name is Houston Fontaine.
Houston Fontaine.
That can't sound more made up.
Houston
Fontaine.
Fontaine.
That sounds like a character on Miami Vice.
He walked out of a Tennessee Williams novel. Houston Fontaine.
Like, that sounds like something you would see on Baywatch.
Bro, it's the most brilliant name of all time. What I would give for my name to be Houston Fontaine. So anyway, authorities say they confronted Houston Fontaine and told him he was under arrest for restricted swimming.
Yeah, the water.
Houston, on the other hand, decided he did not want to be arrested.
So wait, he made a swim for it?
He did not. He was on the ground at this point.
Oh, okay.
On land. So he attempted to walk away, resisting efforts.
In wet trunks?
I guess.
All right.
So authorities then say during the arrest, he took the officer's body-worn camera off his body and chucked it into the lake.
What a nut. Oh, my God.
The device, according to police, is damaged beyond repair. Mr. Fontaine was eventually arrested, charged with swimming in a prohibited area, resisting arrest, obstructing governmental administration, and criminal mischief. Three of those charges would not be in this story had he just been cool after they told him, get out of the damn water. And if the allegations are true, of course, because, again, we remind you, like every American, Houston Fontaine is innocent until proven guilty. Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And this is a question more for the folks who live in the Canandaigua area.
Yeah.
Are they arresting people for swimming in restricted areas right away? Like, no warning?
Oh, like somebody is, like, keeping an eye on it?
Well, let's say the cops see you.
Yeah.
Kimmy, do they say, get out of the water? Or like, do they say you're under arrest?
Oh, I see. Like, how quickly?
Yeah.
Like, do you get a warning first?
Because I'm sure there are signs that let you know when you're in that area.
It probably says,
If it's that obvious, I'm guessing you're in some pretty big trouble.
And again, nobody wants to see anyone get hit by a boat or ripped up by a propeller.
Yeah, that's pretty gruesome.
It would be, though, a little weird if they didn't give you, like, a little warning. Like, hey, you're in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you could have not known. I mean, you could have just been swimming in it and not paying attention.
Is it possible to not know you're in a restricted area out there, or is Canandaigua, like, all over it? Because, I mean,
they made those rules earlier in the summer about you can only swim in certain areas.
Oh, no, those rules always existed. The rule they changed, Kimmy, was swimming at Kershaw Park was now free to keep people in Kershaw Park.
To your point, though, like they do seem like they make it pretty well known where you can and can't swim. I'm guessing if you're from the area, you know.
So do they take it serious then?
Well, they must.
You're arrested right away if we catch you?
I can't imagine they arrest you.
That's what the story
is? I mean, I can see, like, getting fined or something, but to actually arrest, like, pull you out of the water, and I would think that would be like a speeding ticket.
Well, no, I mean, you can be arrested and just be issued a ticket.
No, but like if I got a speeding ticket, I don't consider myself arrested.
And you're not. No, I mean, arrested is you have been stopped.
Right.
But the definition of arrest is not putting cuffs brought down to the station. You could be arrested there. They issue you a ticket, and then you go about your
day. You would think they would not want to do that.
Unless they're so concerned and so many people do this, it's just
zero
tolerance.
Say that beach and that marina are right next to each other.
They are.
So you could swim right into an open channel and get hit.
That's a restricted area.
Oh, buddy boy. But then you see, like, kayakers and stuff, like, just all over the place.
But maybe that's
technically
legal?
In a vessel.
Yeah, you're in a boat.
Yeah, but you're just paddling around.
Okay, let's not turn this into hate for kayaks. It's like, I can feel where this is going.
I mean,
you could see a kayak, though. Kinda. It's tougher to see somebody swimming.
True.
All right, so the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. As we talk about Houston Fontaine out in Canandaigua, arrested after police say he was swimming in a restricted area, got out, walked away from the cop while he was resisting. According to police, he grabbed the body camera of the police officer and chucked it into the lake.
Jesus Christ.
The story is strange
because
if the allegations are true, you are on this guy's side until you're not.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have thought swimming in a restricted area would bring the cops out. And even after the cops came out, it would be like, okay, just like give him a warning. Right? And then I think, does it start to go south for you where he's walking away?
Yeah. Like, he just got up and wasn't listening to the officer.
Okay. Right? Listen to the officer.
And wet trunks. And by the way, they didn't say, like, he was under the influence or anything.
Nothing in the story.
Clear-minded.
Yeah, as far as we know.
So he's just decided to do this with a clear head.
As far as we know. As far as we know.
Which is insane.
Okay. And, like, okay. Like, walking away from the cops, you're going to be arrested.
Yeah.
Right? At least that's what the cops say. And I get that would be shocking. You did not see this coming. You don't want to be a part of the situation. But as another man who has a clear mind here,
yeah.
Right, as much as that sucks, what other option do you have,
mm-hmm.
right, other than standing there and just, like, dealing with the situation?
Right.
Because in the grand scheme of things, I would assume that an arrest for swimming in a restricted area is not going to bury you.
No.
Like, what's the max punishment for that? What I am dying to know, however,
yeah.
if the allegations are true,
mm.
why he threw the body cam into the water. Because,
yeah.
like...
By the way, how easy are those things to get off our...
Oh, they just clip on and off.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like part of the, like, sewn in.
How would you wash them?
Well, yeah, like it comes out, like zips out.
No, it's just, I think the one that my old man had, it just like.
Well, he was like, and by the way, he was like a pioneer of that thing.
Yeah, no, we actually, my fourth birthday was taped with his body cam. He didn't
how
want to
cool
buy a camcorder.
How adorable was
look
that?
Look at that Ghostbusters cake. And you're under arrest! No, the ones I've seen, yeah. there's just like a clip that goes
okay.
onto your shirt.
Okay.
But anyway, I don't know, maybe they're different. But like, okay. If the allegations are true that he chucked this body cam yeah. into the water, was he just trying to be a dick, or was this a diversion plan to help him get away?
Oh.
Like they were going to chase it into the water?
Well, like what do those things cost?
Well, he's about to find out.
Yeah.
You think he's got to pay for it?
Yeah.
Guessing.
That's an assaulting an officer.
It's not. I literally just read you the charges. It's not assault to the officer.
It has to be.
He didn't assault the
you
officer.
You put your hand on an officer, that's an assault.
You are not a lawyer.
I should be with these pants.
Again, he has no, you shouldn't. You would lose every case.
I'd still be a lawyer. Not a good one.
He has been charged with swimming in a prohibited area, resisting arrest, obstructing governmental administration, and criminal mischief. Just because you say he assaulted him doesn't mean he assaulted him. You're such an idiot. I read you the charges.
I bet it's coming.
It doesn't say the investigation is still open.
More to come, bro.
Oh, my God. Kimmy, can you give me like an average price on a body cam?
So there's different levels.
Okay.
So like the base body cam is about $100, but like the mid-range ones are between $400 to $800.
Damn, $800 camera?
That's actually way cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
Really?
I mean, they have high-end ones that are over $1,000, but I don't know if they're using those.
We are talking Canandaigua.
They're probably high-end town, buddy.
Diamond encrusted, film developing. George Eastman out there working overtime trying to get that body cam footage. All right. If he threw it into the water to be a dick, if the allegations or whatever, I think we can agree, like, okay, what are you doing?
Well, he was walking away.
If he chucked it for a diversion.
Then he could beat feet out of there.
Does that change your opinion on this man?
Not really.
No.
Either way, it's
a bad decision.
You're just a dick.
You know why, Kimmy?
Why?
That's assault! That's assault!
That's a wet assault.
Shut up. Does diversion versus being a dick change your opinion on this guy, Kimmy?
No, what changes my opinion is if he was in a bathing suit or if he had wet jeans.
Mmm. Didn't think of that.
Like, did he intentionally think he was going to swim there, or was it just like, I'm going to go cool off in the lake and I
made a bad decision? Yeah, wet jeans or wet cutoffs or legit swim trunks. That really changes the whole
thing. I'm judging more based on, like, his outfit situation.
I think she's absolutely right.
So you're telling me if he was wearing legitimate I buy them to swim trunks.
Okay.
It makes him more of a douche.
Oh, more of a douche.
I think so.
Oh, I had bathing suit makes sense, the bathing suit. Jeans, you kind of you're a little rough around the edges. But if you had on cutoffs?
No, if you're wearing full jeans in the water.
No. Yeah.
I think the jeans
that's the biggest psycho move of
all
time.
Oh, I agree. No, the biggest psycho move is summer cutoffs with a rope belt.
No. What is this, Huck Finn? No.
If I see
wet jeans, I'm thinking there's something else going on here.
Yeah.
Like, this man is not right
okay,
in his right mind.
I agree with the full
But if I see bathing suit, that's a douche that said, I can swim here because it's a free country.
Okay, you're
okay,
right about
right.
that. Fair enough.
That was a freedom swim.
All right, can we go back to something you just said?
What's that?
Because you said cutoffs and rope belt, and you said you see rope belt.
Oh, yeah.
You never see rope belt.
I haven't seen a rope belt in a long time.
We had, when I was... Back in the day.
Well, how long ago?
Many years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Many years ago. We had a coworker whose husband, we ended up naming him Rope Man because he only wore
a
rope.
Creative.
belt.
When you say rope belt, you mean a piece of rope he tied around his waist to keep
you
his
got
belt.
It, man.
Oh, I was thinking like the braided belt.
No, I'm talking about a piece of rope
okay.
that you tied right. around your waist.
I have been alive 39 years.
Oh, I guarantee your old man's rope belt.
No, I'm telling you, man.
I've never seen a rope belt.
I grew up in
what person.
Yes,
I've grew up. I know you grew up in poverty.
Yeah, well, what you call a busted town. I've never seen a human being use a rope as a belt.
Really?
No, not in the wild. Never seen rope belt in the wild.
I feel bad for you kids.
Thank you. 252 WCMF. We got messages coming in on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF. Again, we're talking about this man. Normally, we don't say names of people accused of crimes here on the show, but this man's name is so brilliant. Houston Fontaine on Canandaigua. Police say he was swimming in a restricted area. Cops got him out of the water. He started to walk away while they were arresting him. Police then say he grabbed the body cam of one of the officers.
So we'll never know what he was wearing now because it's lost on the footage.
That's a great point. That's
ruin
a great
the
point.
Camera.
Joe writes us.
What's old Joe saying?
On Instagram. And I'm going to read it the way I think he wrote it.
Okay.
I'm betting it's the north end of the lake where the town started to enforce more this year, but it's just a typical money grabbing Canandaigua. Joe does go on to say, though, the park they let you swim in is too small for everyone that comes to visit Canandaigua. And he's right. If you've ever gone down there to.
Yeah, it's a small area.
Yeah, it's like very, very, very tiny.
Mm-hmm.
But how else are you supposed to do that when all the billionaires own all the land around the water?
Yes.
Right?
No, yeah. I mean, you're limited.
You clearly see the bind the town is in. We have to keep giving the billionaires the land for which you can swim in here. I don't know. I'm kind of hoping that Houston Fontaine gets off here only because his name is Houston Fontaine.
Okay.
And like if I was a judge, you have an the man you're describing with the cutoff jeans
and
the
rope belt,
whatever, does not match what my Houston Fontaine looks like in my head.
See, I got him. He's definitely tatted up.
No.
Oh, he is tatted up.
Nope.
And every tat is a story
about
Houston's life.
No.
It's the Trail of Fontaine.
No. Houston Fontaine is an oil man who wears cowboy hats with tuxedos.
Oh, okay.
He wears only bolo ties. And he's not here for the caviar. He'll dress fancy, but he's going to eat himself a steak.
So I'm looking at a picture of him.
Oh, you got
it?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll tat it up.
Well, he was.
Here, you keep talking.
He does have priors, which is why.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I guess he's not an oil man.
That's what he looks like.
Oh,
he looks like he could wear a cowboy hat, though.
Yeah, if we
how close am I?
Yeah.
I got to be closer than you.
Oh.
What?
Yep.
Oh. What happened?
No, I'll tell you.
We gotta wait for Pat to get back to the mic.
I'll tell you in a second because we're late.
Oh, no, come on!
I'm sorry. What do you want me to do?
I gotta come back.
You gotta stay.
All right.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.